is a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
All right, it's 9 o'clock on the ticket. The Musers from London, from the studios of Talk Sport. We're here all week long with the Cowboys, who will play Jacksonville on Sunday. Cowboys just landed here a few hours ago. Man, we've been waiting for them for like 2 days.
I know.
All right, it's been a musically themed show this morning because we had a great musical journey yesterday after the show was over. We went to Abbey Road, took our picture in the crosswalk, saw the Abbey Road studios, and then we went to Royal Albert Hall last night for the Paul Rogers concert.
Uh-oh.
That was a great experience. And a little bit of trivia for you guys about me.
Mm-hmm.
I love venues.
I do too.
Sometimes I love the venue more than the actual show.
That certainly had to have been the case last night.
It actually was the case last night. Not that Paul Rogers was bad. I enjoyed it, but I loved being in Royal Albert Hall more. And a lot of times I'll go to a game and I'll love the fact that I'm in that stadium, or I'll love that stadium or that arena more than the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big venue guy. So that was a thrill for me last night to be in Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, yeah.
So as we were walking around the corridor, looking at all of these interesting characters, all of these people who have seen a lot of music over the years, and we're about to see Paul Rogers, who's 63. So that's his
demo. Doing pretty
demo.
Good for 63.
He did look pretty good for 63.
Younger than me.
That's it. That's his demo. And so I was looking for someone that may have seen him play before, seen a bunch of shows at Albert Hall or here in London, because even though rock and roll was born in the United States, for whatever reason, maybe it was the whole British invasion thing, I feel like, and I don't mean this to offend anybody in the United States, but I feel like it was perfected here, you know, with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And I just feel like the bigger bands have come from Great Britain.
Yeah, I would say if
name
you
one.
Stack it up historically,
the Beatles,
the Beatles and Rolling Stones alone. It's
Rolling Stones,
the Who?
Led Zeppelin, The Who, U2.
Yep.
The biggest bands seem to be from over here.
Okay,
the Police.
Outside of those.
I mean, if you were to talk about the 10 greatest bands in rock history, aren't 8 of them from Great Britain? Or
well, that's why it's always a good one. Okay, what's the best rock band in the United States
right now?
Journey.
All time.
Right now,
right
all
now
time.
It's the Foo Fighters, right?
Okay.
All time, I think all time the Eagles have sold the most albums for any rock band.
You could say Beach Boys, I guess. Longevity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the list is it's pretty short as far as, you know, superstars.
David Bowie's a Brit.
Yeah, I feel like we invented it, but they perfected it.
Yeah,
they've done it.
I'd be willing
better.
To give them that.
So just I walking around here, I feel like we're in rock and roll central.
Yeah.
So I caught up with a guy last night at Albert Hall, and he was small in stature, long gray hair, wearing a concert T-shirt, and he was with his wife, I believe, and they were having a pop. And so I talked to him about his musical experiences and whether he'd seen any shows at Albert Hall. And it turns out that I got a hold of a fairly big-time musician, guys.
Hmm.
What's your name?
Pete Armitage.
And a big rock and roll fan, I take it?
Love music. I'm now in my early 60s. I've loved music for over 40 years. I've been playing in amateur bands for over 40 years. I've got several Fender bass guitars, which I love. And I'm very happy to be here to see Paul Rogers.
Okay, and while he's talking, I'm thinking the whole time, George and Gordon are going to love this exaggerated accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many shows have you seen here at Albert Hall?
I would say about 5 or 6. I've seen Jeff Beck here, who I consider to be the master. I've seen Deep Purple. I saw Jimi Hendrix here.
Really? What year was that?
Oh, I can't remember. Obviously,
not like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Right. But I can remember Noel Redding. It was the Jimi Hendrix Experience with Noel Redding. And Noel Redding's solo band called Fat Mattress was playing support. 70s, I suppose. Wow. Something like that. Fabulous.
And are you
lucky to live in England, lucky to love rock music, lucky to be alive.
And what about Paul Rogers? Seen him before?
I saw Free way back, in a tiny little dreadful place in Twickenham called the Eel Pie Island Club, where I also saw Black Sabbath, Genesis, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, goodness knows who else. Always loved Free. Andy Fraser, one of my favourite all-time bass players. We went to see Andy Fraser last year, had a bit of a chat with him, lovely guy. So, yeah.
Did you see Paul Rogers here a few years ago?
Oh, yes, I did. I saw Paul Rogers here about 5 years ago, that's true. Yeah.
So what is the state of rock and roll in Great Britain? Because in America, it's hard for real rock and roll bands to get on the radio anymore. Is rock still big here?
Well, rock is still big here, for sure. I can't speak for, say, somebody who's trying to break a new band and get on the radio. I don't know anything about that. But there's, I mean, you only have to look around here at the rock, at the Albert Hall. It's sold out. Rock, everybody loves rock music. Well, I think everybody should do anyway. You know, I mean, rock is very healthy now. I mean, there's loads of fans, there's loads of guitar shops, there's loads of bands. What else do you need?
And your favorite band all time?
Probably got to be the Stones. I mean, we went to Brussels earlier this year to see the Stones. They were the Stones, what, you know. So,
did you get up on stage with Mick?
No, not quite. I wouldn't have minded.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for letting me interrupt your evening.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is that you doing a fake female voice there?
No.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Wasn't his accent fantastic when he was listing off those bands? Let me see if I can get this right.
Deep Purple. Who I consider to be the master.
Man, I love that guy.
I saw Jimi Hendrix here.
Deep Purple. Yeah.
Fellow bassist, Gordo. That guy.
Yeah.
Whatever he said his name was.
Okay.
What was that at the beginning?
He says he owns a couple Fender basses.
Okay.
Plays in a couple amateur rock bands.
Great.
All right, so we found him at the big show in town last night, the Paul Rogers concert that we attended at Royal Albert Hall. All right, you guys want to know what else is going on here in London this week?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, maybe we'll go see another show.
I'm up.
Biggest show's coming to London this week tonight at the Apollo. It's Cat Stevens.
Night at the Apollo with Cat Stevens.
Thursday at Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Okay, right. That's ridiculous.
It is Future Islands.
Yes. Those are those guys that I played for you a few weeks ago.
That's the guy.
The crazy lead singer.
Weird lead singer guy.
Yeah. My son's a big fan of his.
I think this is a pretty big venue also that they're playing.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's when? Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Hmm.
Thinking about it?
Thinking about it.
Well, they've got some competition Thursday night because at Fairfield, UB40.
Actually, it'd be 49.
But. What was their big hit?
Red wine. Yeah. Gosh, I hate this.
All right, Friday night at the Forum. Wow, we might run into Magic and James Worth there.
Different Forum.
Friday night, it is Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
We have a little I Don't Like Mondays. Love that song.
Mm-hmm. Just another manic.
No,
Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats.
What was the fundraiser
version of it?
Somewhat recently that he played this. And people in London went crazy. They did the 9/11 thing. Didn't they have a stage in London? And they showed them playing this,
yeah,
and everyone went crazy.
He's the one who organized Live Aid.
Yeah.
Struggling a little bit.
Still fine. Just enjoy live music.
She's gonna make them stay at home. And Teddy doesn't understand it. He always says she was good at school. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me why. Don't like Monday.
Tell me why.
Don't like Monday.
Tell me why.
Don't like Monday.
All right, also here in London, Saturday at the South Southeast Arena at Wembley.
Mm.
It's Motorhead.
Man.
Sunday, we have to go see this. Of course, the Cowboys are playing Sunday, but at the Apollo on Sunday, Billy Idol.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Strike Force in action as soon as we hear him playing. Man, I'd love to see Billy Idol.
Yeah, I never have seen him.
So those are just a few of the shows playing in the London area this week while we're here.
Future Islands is interesting on Thursday night.
And for your information, a couple of big shows running through the Metroplex. Tonight at Verizon, it's Pat Benatar.
Hit me with your best shot.
Thursday at the Allen Events Center, it's Judas Priest.
Yes.
Don't you have to ask the question?
No, I think they're all still in it.
Are they?
Rob Halford's still going, yeah.
Judas died. Dash upon the rocks, guts.
And Monday night at the House of Blues, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
We did more.
Hey. Yeah.
Which brings something
hey.
Up. Actually, I just thought of two things.
Boys.
I'm a little worn out, and I know we're doing it on our station. I'm a little worn out by everyone calling the Dallas Cowboys dem boys.
You know, I almost warned you about this a couple of weeks ago, because when I started hearing this and Cowboy players were tweeting it out, especially after they beat Seattle,
yep,
they're saying, yep, we dem boys. It was just like back in the 90s when Clarice Tinsley used to drive you crazy with, how about da boys?
Yeah, which was calling from Da Bears,
right,
skit on Saturday Night Live. Yes, and I couldn't stand that when everyone started calling them Da Boys.
Yeah.
And now this is Dem Boys is beating me down.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is a big promoter of that, We Dem Boys. It doesn't seem as cool after you've lost two straight, but right. You wait. Next big win they have, they'll talk about the Dem Boys.
And I had a musical question for you two guys, something Paul Rogers did last night a couple times. He would say, all right, this song was made famous by Otis Redding, and it goes a little something like this.
I hated that he kept saying that.
Why do singers say, and it goes something like this, and then they play the song exactly the way it goes? Not something like this, they actually play it the way it is. Why? How did that ever get started?
I don't care how they play it. Don't say that phrase, that old, tired, and it goes a little something like this.
That was so kitschy.
I'm telling you, the guy had no stage presence.
Cliche, I guess.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. We'll combine the DFW shows and the London shows. Is it Cat Stevens? These are all London. Future mm-hmm. Islands, UB40, Bob Geldof and Boomtown Rats, Motorhead, Billy Idol, or Counting Crows from London, or back in the Metroplex, Pat Benatar, Tuesday at Verizon, Thursday at Allen Events Center, Judas Priest, or next Monday, Wiz Khalifa at the House of Blues. George?
I'll say Future Islands.
Gordo?
I think it's about like a ghost into a far window, and us is a contrast of white on white. In between the moon and you,
he's trying to do Counting Crows. Better view of the
crumbling dead.
Okay. Sean?
I will agree with Gordon, but I won't say it.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Bob Geldof.
Fernando.
Counting Crows.
All right, I'm going to vote for Bob Geldof, but I guess I'm outvoted. It's 3-1, Counting Crows here in London.
Yeah.
And they are Monday night at Roundhouse. Yeah, that's the biggest show coming to these two towns.
I'm gonna go see him. I'll be there.
We'll be gone on Monday.
I'll be there.